USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri is the latest state to pass restrictive abortion measures. Governor Mike Parson.
I think that's important. I think that's showing Missourians' values, and it's a piece of legislation that will be signed in the near future.
Democratic Representative Carrie Engel.
There's really no words to describe it. It feels like we're failing the state of Missouri.
The bill increases tax credits for donations to pregnancy resource centers. Women who receive abortions after 8 weeks would not be prosecuted, but doctors who perform them could face up to 15 years in jail. The weather is not yet spring in some places. Brian Hurley is lead forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center, and he has bad news for the nation's heartland.
Thunderstorm activity, some of which could be severe, damaging winds, hail, but also, certainly with that said, the threat of flash flooding as well.
This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says Canada stayed strong by waiting for a full lift of U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. That happened, and now he says they're working on a new NAFTA.
These continued tariffs on steel and aluminum and our countermeasures represented significant barriers to moving forward with the new NAFTA agreement. Now that we've had a full lift on these tariffs, we are going to work with the United States on timing for ratification.
The battle over transferring billions of dollars to build a southern border wall with Mexico has now gone to court, and the U.S. House is urging a federal judge in California to not allow the transfer of money without Congress's approval. 20 states are joining the House in the effort to block the money being moved. Both sides were questioned about the ability to challenge the transfers. The judge did not say when he expects to issue a ruling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Despite another green jacket, Tiger Woods falls short again. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
After a sensational master win, Tiger Woods missed the cut of this week's PGA Championship on Long Island. Tiger talked to the media afterward.
I've enjoyed being the Masters champion again, and the PGA was a quick turnaround. And unfortunately, I just didn't play well. I didn't do all the little things I needed to do correctly to post good scores and put myself in position to shoot good scores.
Tiger finished 5 over through his 36 holes. That was way below the cut line for the tournament. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Life in North Korea has gone from bad to even worse. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Millions of North Koreans don't have enough to eat as the isolated communist state is suffering through its worst drought in 37 years. The United Nations says as many as 10 million in the north are in, quote, urgent need of food assistance. They say the people have been surviving on only 10.5 ounces of food a day on average this year. The state media is reporting only 2 inches of rain has fallen during the first 5 months of the year, the smallest amount of rainfall since 1982. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.